Lawrence Kasdan is known for making big Hollywood pictures like Body Heat, The Big Chill, Grand Canyon. His latest film, Darling Companion, was made outside the studio system. Mr. Kasdan hasn't directed a film in 9 years, yet he was still able to land marquee talents, including Kevin Kline, Diane Keaton, Diane Wiest, and Sam Shepard. Lawrence Kasdan and his wife wrote the screenplay. Reporter Pat Dowell has more.
Darling Companion was Meg Kasdan's idea.
We had lost our dog in the mountains in Colorado, and after we found him, we started telling the story to friends, and people would listen intently. So I started to tell Larry that we should do this. And he said, no, I don't want to do that kind of thing. And it took me about a year to talk him into it.
Meg says her husband wanted to make something with a, quote, harder edge. Lawrence says he was worried about the autobiographical part, even though it was a friend who lost their dog. She finally got him with one sentence, he says.
The wife loves the dog more than the husband, and then the husband loses the dog. And suddenly the movie opened up to me, and I thought it was a great opportunity to talk about all kinds of relationships and companionship.
In the movie, the couple played by Kevin Kline and Diane Keaton seem settled into their decades-long marriage until she rescues a dog from the highway and brings him home. The dog gradually wins the husband over, but then one day he doesn't have a firm grip on the leash while they're at their vacation home in the woods, as he tries to explain to his wife.
Where's the dog?
I told you, he took off.
When was this?
About 20 minutes ago. He chased a deer and wouldn't come back.
Did you use the whistle?
I whistled. I didn't have the whistle per se.
You were on the phone, right?
It was an emergency.
Oh, God.
He's probably right outside. Oh.
The husband's personality was inspired by back surgery that Meg Kasdan had just before she and her husband began writing. She says she liked the surgeon.
But we could see that there were certain qualities in people who do big jobs like that, and I include movie directors, who have a way of thinking about the world with them at the center.
In the film, the surgeon is played by Kevin Kline.
He's impatient with his wife and has built a case against her. And, you know, she flies off the handle too easily and she's not rational, and he's cast himself in the role of the rationalist. It's really an exploration of these long-term relationships and how we misperceive, misjudge, or judge accurately, but then we close doors instead of opening doors, perhaps.
Darling Companion is the sixth time Kevin Kline has worked with director Lawrence Kasdan.
I love playing guys who are flawed, certainly. And Larry keeps writing them for me, and I hope he continues.
Kline, like the other Oscar winners in the cast, Diane Keaton and Diane Wiest, were paid union scale, far less than they could command for a studio picture. But this, Lawrence Kasdan's first independent production, was made on a budget of just $5 million. And clearly, Kasdan is grateful for the star's support.
Everybody jumped on board when there was so little remuneration and they had to leave their homes in New York and Los Angeles and come to Utah for 6 weeks and work in the wet and the cold, simply based on the fact that they liked the script.
A script Kasdan didn't even offer to the studios because he says they're not interested in making movies like this anymore.
They used to make movies that were about people and about emotions and about commitment and love and relationships and life, and those have become very hard to get made in Hollywood. It's just a fact.
Kasdan seems to be a reluctant indie filmmaker, primarily because of the limited release such films get in theaters. Darling Companion is playing in New York and Los Angeles and will open in more cities next month. Kasdan says he knows people will see it on cable, streaming, DVD.
But yes, there's still the desire to have everybody in the country seeing your movie on one weekend. That's great. I've had that and it feels good.
So far, the reviews are lukewarm, with some critics pointedly mentioning the age of the actors or searching their senior citizen phrase books for terms like creaky or arthritic to describe what they don't like. Meg Kasdan has an answer for them.
Yes, Hollywood loves youth, and I think it's tough, especially to do a movie like this about people in their 60s, but there's still a lot of us out there.
And they still go to movies in theaters. For NPR News, this is Pat Dowell.
This is NPR's Weekend Edition, directed by Claudine Abade and produced by Peter Breslow, Ned Wharton, Tom Bullock, Elaine Heinzman, Gemma Waters, Hansi Lo Wang, Chris Penderev, Tom Dreisbach, Carter Donovan, Sam Collins, and Andrew Fishman. Barry Hardiman and Jeffrey Bennett edit the program. Our technical director is Burke Hung, so ably assisted by BP3. Our librarians are Kim Oleski and Elizabeth Allen. Our web producer is Melissa Goh. Our senior editor is Sarah Gilbert. Sarah Lucy Oliver is our supervising producer, and the senior supervising producer of Weekend Edition is Bridget Kelly. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.